It's about to be a great day. Problems, problems, can't you see? You will not take over me. I'm about to have an amazing day.
Tomorrow is not promised, so today I'm gonna kill it. Bow.
I'm marching to them dreams. Can't you feel my energy? Headed to them goals that can't nobody hold. You already know. And if anything in your way, you tell it to me.
Sit down.
And if anything in your way, you tell it to me.
Sit down.
If anything standing in your way, you tell it to me.
Sit down.
Yeah. And if anything in your way, you tell it to me.
Sit down.
Let me see you bow march to this. Pump down to the left. And pump down to the right. Four times to the left. And four times to the right. Up down to the left. And up down to the right. Four times to the left. Four times to the right.
Why don't you just
swing to the left? Swing to the right. Four times to the left. Four times to the right.
Why don't you just
punch to the left? Punch to the right. Four times to the left. Four times to the right. Yeah. I'm marching to them dreams. Can't you feel my energy? Headed to them goals that can't nobody hold. You already know. And if anything in your way, you tell it to me.
Sit down.
And if anything in your way, you tell it to me.
Sit down.
If anything standing in your way, you tell it to me.
Sit down.
And if anything in your way, tell it to me.
Sit down.
Now bow march double time to this.
Let's go.
Pump down to the left and pump down to the right.
Double time.
Sit down.
Up down to the left and up down to the right.
Double time.
Sit down.
Why don't you just swing to the left, swing to the right.
Double time.
Sit down.
Why don't you just punch to the left, punch to the right.
Double time.
Sit down.
It's about to be a great day. Problems, can't you see? You will not take over me. I'm about to have an amazing day.
Tomorrow is not promised, so today I'm gonna kill it. Bow.
I've been really adamant on the work, like overseeing everything that the regular mindset would think about when they think about work, and understanding that this is way deeper and bigger than me. So, like, surpassing, like, my own, you know, things that I want to accomplish and saying, like, yo, this is going to potentially open up doors for somebody 10 years from now, you know?
Show you.
So really just locking in on that aspect, being able to see beautiful faces on a regular basis and impact them as much as possible, and none of it's forced. Like, I think that's the biggest thing. Like, none of this stuff is like, okay, I need to. It's like, I get to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, true. So it's really been, and then on top of that, it's just been a blessing at the end of the day. Everything's been, like, unfolding because of my intentions and being intentional with being a vessel to the community or whoever decides to be a part of the community, you know? That silent work, I never heard somebody say it that way. So that's tough. Like, silent work is definitely something that I can say, like, has been happening for me for a very, very long time. And it's like, now it's just like the silence has been, like, shown. Like, okay, this work has been going on for 10 plus years, but now it's like, okay, nah, let's kind of take the cover off of this and reveal who's been doing this type of work, you know? So I'm just truly grateful I feel like I'm going backwards in time. Mm. You know.
What you mean when you say backwards, though? That's deep.
The world doesn't know that I'm 40.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 40. I'm 40. I'm not even ashamed, though. I'm actually blessed to even be able to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
At this age, you know, I know a lot of people that's even younger than me that's not in a good state to be as active or as productive with their talents or what they love to do, you know. So I'm definitely blessed to be at this age and not feeling like it, you know.
No,
I feel like I'm just moving backwards in time, meaning like, okay, the things that I had in my mind that I felt like I should be doing at 23, I am doing now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's surreal to be honest with you. Like it's just a lot of good feelings, a lot of good energy, and just, you know, taking care of myself at the same time too. So, because I want to do this as long as possible, you know, on all aspects, mentally, physically. Like I just want to be able to impact as much and as long as I can, and yeah, be here for the people, you know.
Like when you think about, I would say early Mike to like current day Mike.
Mm.
Right? Like, how have you built, you know what I'm saying? I say an effective ecosystem for you. Like, when you think about these are the variables that I had, kept, built from, threw away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's like a mindset thing. Because earlier, Mike didn't know why God was putting me in situations and positions, you know? Like, I didn't know, but I still did, you know? I didn't know why I was like this or why. Like, even when you say earlier, Mike, I'm even thinking back when I was, you know, a kid. Like, when I was 12, 13, when they had tokens. You had to put tokens on the bus.
You
had to punch the punchers.
Oh, I'm that
old. I'm that old, G. They used to have... They used to have the little long ticket thing, and they had a hole puncher.
Wow.
When you got...
I'm screaming.
I used to roll with my grandma to church and stuff like that, and I used to witness that type of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But just even going through those times, just looking back on those times and just being talked to, like, just do the simplest things as, like, speak to people.
Mm.
Or saying, like, how you doing today?
Yeah.
Regardless, you know? Regardless of how I feel, just... Those small things stayed with me for a very, very long time. And then just being generous, being like just having hospitality as far as my city is concerned. It's a lot of stuff that stuck with me from earlier, Mike. I worked for the Park District for 17 years. I was at Gage Park on 55th and Western.
Okay, true.
That's where I actually grew up at. So, like, I was in that. I lived in that area. Mm. I went to Gage Park High School. And Gage Park Fieldhouse was, like, the safe haven for the neighborhood.
Right.
And God put me in that space to be in charge of the area.
Okay.
Like, or the people that was in the area. Yeah. So, like, regardless of what gang you was a part of or what side of the... that particular area that you lived in, they used that facility to be like, all right, man, this is going to be our mutual
Everybody
spot. I might not like you or I might not like who you hang with, but when we come in this space, because Mike here, we going to be cool.
Looking at, I guess, present day Mike, right? How do you give yourself more knowledge and, like, building, you know, to keep moving?
Yeah.
Moving in that.
I've locked in with a few. Some of them don't even know they're my mentors, for real. but, like, I have a few people that I just look up to, and I try to be in their presence as much as possible because that is my cup filler, especially for me being a poor so much. Pastor John Hanna at New Life.
Mm-hmm.
I joined that church probably like 2 months ago, 2 to 3 months ago, but we've been in attendance for quite some time.
Okay.
But just getting the word from him a lot, talking to my dance peers, Paul Zetti, Charles, you know, and it's like we're kind of like back and forth with mentor and mentees.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like it'd be times where they're looking for me to for advice or just a simple conversation or check in, And then sometimes it's vice versa where they're doing it for me.
Yeah.
So it's really just surrounding myself around like-minded people that's locked in with what they love to do just like me. So that is my cup filler. That's how I get in my space of creativity or just freedom or just relaxation. Just surrounding myself around workers, man. People that's not sitting back complaining. And like our conversations, most of my conversations... No, I ain't gonna say most. All of my conversations are productive as hell.
Come on,
like anything outside of that is like I really don't even have that type of company around me.
No, that's real.
At the end of the day, I'm very adamant on things that I can control, and the things that I can't, I don't even worry about.
Mm.
And my surrounding cast, like who around me, who around me, and if I am around you and you're not there yet, it's me pouring into you so you can get there.
Mm.
Those are my MOs. My present time right now is really just that. It's really surrounding myself around people that's doing the work in their own way, which is truly inspiring to me. You know, that helps me out so much just to see somebody else that's working just as twice as hard as I am.
Yeah.
And not only are they working twice as hard as I am, they're doing it with a smile. This is what they do.
Yeah.
They love this.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, they love it.
Yeah.
So it don't even necessarily have to be even dance. Like, you inspire me because this is what you do.
I appreciate it.
And you're not playing with it.
No, like, no,
you're not playing with it at all. That is inspiring to me because it's like, yes, yep.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That you getting up every day, locking in on what you love to do is inspiring to me. And it makes me be like, okay, what I'm doing today?
Mm.
I need to create, or I need to tap in, you know, or I need to gain some more knowledge, like you said, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I get my knowledge from, man. Just dance wise, spiritual. I've been reading a lot lately, tapping into like, but not just reading. I'm really like reading things that's gonna help me out in the future. Six and one. I got a six and one.
Six and one.
Six and one. Small business for dummies, man.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, like when you don't. Like, I didn't, my educational background was piss poor. Graduated from high school. I went to Kennedy King for, like, two semesters.
Okay.
Or probably, like, I'd give it a year.
Mm.
And that didn't last too long. And, yeah, so I never really got a degree or, you know, did the thing that the society says,
right.
Like, this is the setup. This is how you need to, this is what you need to do to be successful. So, but like now in today's time, it's like, okay, these are the things that I looked at, like I put my life on like a table sometimes and be like, okay, what are the things that I want to accomplish that I haven't accomplished yet? Okay, what is the missing pieces of why this hasn't got done yet?
Right.
And it's just like, okay, you don't know these particular things as far as business wise, so you know what they say. If you want to hide something from a black person, put it in the book.
Yo,
and I say, you know what?
That's
I'm about
deep,
to change
bro.
That. Let me go ahead.
Let me grab them books.
Let me grab that book since there's something in here to hide from me.
Wow,
you know, yeah. Right. And then also basically just like taking time out to evaluate, man. Evaluate what's going on. You know, I got two kids. I got a wife. Futuristically, man, I wanna be able to pass something down. Generational curses is real, and I really sit back and I evaluate.
Tony Stark, you know? A little bit. It's like bird's eye view. Like if this whole wall could look like a timeline, like you know what I'm saying, just creating your own like. Literally, not even trying to get that nerdy, but
you know what I'm saying?
When I say Tony Stark, like respectfully, homie literally just like put his hands on his hips and just like really just be gauging, like real smooth. But like when you think about how much you can absorb just by taking a bird's eye view instead of like, what they say, macro, micro, right? Like just zooming out a little bit.
I
appreciate that perspective though, for real.
Yeah, I zoom out as far as like past my father's years. And then, like, past my years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I say, I mean past, like, both sides.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, my father's past or my mother's past. Like, okay, these regiments has been going on beyond their time. And this has been getting passed on. These other things has been getting passed on from generation to generation. And then being in the seat that I'm in and claiming that I'm going to be the generational curse breaker of this family.
Yo, claim.
You know, like not being passive about it. Like, I'm real, doing things totally different from what my mom and my dad did. They was doing the best they could to raise me.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for it. But I'm also learning from it as well. Yeah. Like, okay.
Real time, still learning.
The thing about generational curses, it finds other ways to try to pull you back in.
Yep.
As hard as you try to get out of these generational curses, because it's a big responsibility, it's you realize how deep it is and how many ways you could get pulled back in. Yeah. You think it's just one way.
You're like, what the hell? What's going on right here?
And then you realize it's backtracking back to the family streamline. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when you say pull a lens back.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, man, I pull a lens back as far as that. And and I just try to learn from all of those things and not only learn from and try to be as productive as possible to act on the things that I try. My thing is be the change I want to see.
Mm.
So if I want to see better finances in my household, I gotta do that. I gotta be in that space. Mm. If I want to see people treating each other better, I gotta be that person. Nice. I gotta do that.
Nice,
I can't want people to change, or you know, and then I'm not doing what I feel like other people should be doing. Like, that makes no sense to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like division, but I'm causing division.
Yeah. But when you cause it though, it's like the root though, right?
Yeah.
It's always like looking at the root.
Yeah.
Of shit, because you could shake shit up, but it's like why?
Yeah, it's like why? Like, what is this going to? What is this going to do for me after I shake it up?
Literally. That's real.
Like, after I shake it up, I'm gonna get this 5-second high about what I just did, and then afterwards, the aftermath of that is like, why? I could have been doing something way more productive than what I. And then not only that, now I just caused some type of trauma either with them or myself that's gonna last way longer than the 5-second shake that I just did. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I be on different type of time. No, I swear I do.
I
swear.
Just thinking about the impact of collaborating with community, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's your hone in. Like, I would say, like, a good, like, main ingredient of Mike D, right?
Yeah.
Is the people. So when you think about, you know, the how that has built you and, built and, like, shaped you as a person, right? What would you say that looks like? Strengths, weaknesses, like... Some shit can tug, right? And then some stuff can, like, feed you in a good way. So, like, what would you say that experience kind of gave you?
I've been... society and people have trained me during this journey of mine, as well as God giving me discernment. God has given me discernment. Before I even knew what discernment was, you know?
Yeah.
Like... So, as of today, man, I try not to move unless my energy tells me to. And that helps me out with the people I collaborate with or partner with or do any type of work with, you know. You know, the new era is the clout thing. That's the word for the new era. I you know, so you really just definitely got to be mindful of you know, who you partnering with or who you collaborating with.
Right.
And, so I sit back and pay more attention towards the work. And if I love the work you're doing, I put it in my file of dope things that's happening, right?
Yeah.
Then I allow God to do what God does and puts me in the spaces that these people that's in my file was already in. Mm. You know, I don't force too much of nothing. I allow energy to take its course, you know? And when energy, he hasn't stood me wrong yet. He hasn't put me in front of anybody that I shouldn't be in front of. Mm. And then once I do run into those people, man, it's an automatic lock in, and usually an automatic lock in because we both working. We both tapped in and doing what we doing. Nobody's giving me anything, and nobody's giving them anything.
Nice.
They going to get everything they that they're seeking to get. They are being the change they want to see. And once you get around with like-minded people like that, it's just it's an automatic most of the times, man. It's automatic. And then, like, the things that's not for me or the people that are not for me, I pray a lot. I ask God to remove it as much as possible. I ask for covering as much as possible. Anything not like you.
For real.
Separate me, God. Or reveal to me.
Right.
That's my favorite word. Reveal. Reveal to me the things that are for me and the things that are not. Community. Shout out to Healthy Hood, man. Even that wasn't a forceful nothing. Like, I was invited by one of my dance friends, one of my dance partners and brothers, Paul's Eddie. He was actually invited to do a footwork class at an outdoor event that Healthy Hood was throwing. It was a part of. I forgot the location, but it was a Park District outdoor event, free for the community. He was invited to do a footwork class, and then he brought me in and mentioned me to. Shout out to Tanya and Ciobia. I pulled up with him, first time meeting all of them, and he was like, "Man, yeah, Mike, he does this this thing called Bang Out Workout. It's a cardio dance class. I'm gonna have him do the other half of what I'm doing or whatever." So they was like, "Yeah, man," they gave me my set. I went up there, did what I do, and then it was history after that. Like, Tanya pulled up on me. She's like, "Man, do you want to do this at Healthy Hood?" I said, "Healthy Hood, what's that?" And she said, Come on over. I came over, and we started doing a couple classes, and it was just the energy just kept talking to me every time I was in that space. Like, man, I never ran into no space like this, like where, like, the people are doing the work. It's a old Catholic church that was taken over by them and made into a community center, a center for the area. And long story short, I used to be a praise and worship leader back in the day.
Okay.
You know, I used to sing, dance, all this stuff. And it was just like, okay, that was stressful back in when I was doing it then. Now it's like laying out. Everything was laying out to the point where it was like, yes, now you can be effective with these things that you used to do back then.
It's a reposition.
Unlearn, relearn, and reposition, you know? So, like, big shout out to them, man, because the relationship, it started with that. The relationship became stronger. Shout out to Alan. We just been locked in for a while, and I'm a dot connector. So I presented to them like, yo, we need to do this, that, and the third in this space, because it's just I don't know why, but it's going to be dope as hell. I feel like this, and this is how it has to happen. It needs to be $5 donation classes so it can be affordable for anybody that want to come. And my sessions afterward needs to be free, because me growing up in the culture understood the private poverty side of it. And the Chicago footwork culture, I just wanted to be an impact. I just wanted to help out even more. Like, how do I play my role in this culture outside of the things that's already going on? The Chicago footwork culture, man, everybody's embracing it. And using it for self-care, man. Yo. Just, you know, like...
Self-care, exercising, like...
Yeah, it's so many things, so many avenues, man. I get to speak to the people at the end.
Legit.
You know, and I love that portion of it, because, you know, sometimes when it comes to, like, dance classes, it's like, okay, you get the moves, you never really talk to nobody, and then after that, you just leave. Yeah. You leave damn near with the same way you came. Like, that's the difference between the Healthy Hood community works and my take on, like, just the average dance class. You know what I'm saying? Average dance class. You ain't really building no community.
Facts. I ain't even trying to name blogs, but I just thought of a few right immediately.
Yeah. Just like, you know, it's just, you go there, You know, it's like, 9 times out of 10, it's a popularity thing. Exactly. So you there because it's somebody, it's big a feature, name, exactly. It's a feature name. Like, so you just want to get what you need to get from that person, then you get up out of there.
You're not really dancing with them, like they're ahead of everybody. Yeah. It's like, wow, I'm just looking at your bag,
G. And this is not to, you know what I'm saying, shade anybody that's operating that way. This is a new, different lane.
Exactly.
This is my observation about how I've seen things and me just wanting to be the change I want to see. Like, okay, I saw that. I was even a part of that. I even did what I'm saying. I came to these classes before, took the class, and I left, and I didn't meet no new people. I didn't even remember the choreo afterwards. Right. It just was, you know, it was like I was just there.
Right.
And I ain't get to introduce myself to nobody. I had to force myself into networking. It felt weird. Yeah. It just was like, nah. And then I never went back.
Because it's like, you don't even feel nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I never went back to those particular classes. It was just one shot. It was one-stop shops. Even if it was a great choreo class, man, they on tour. So I'm not even going to see them no more.
They just going like a little pop-in.
Yeah, they pop in, which it'd be a dope class, but... Yeah, though.
Okay.
Yeah, now they got to go and finish doing what they need to do, which is understandable. So I just wanted to bring some consistency to the city, a safe haven to our culture and to our peoples. Just bring shine light on a whole bunch of dope things that people may not have thought it was dope or didn't think that this will be a sense of self-care. I never thought in my mind and my wildest dreams that I would be dancing professionally.
Mm.
6 years ago, you could never tell me that this would be the way that I was feeding my family. Just having that understanding now and just wanting to showcase this to other people, not just on the dancing side, but whatever you do. Yeah. Like, man, like, come to this space so you can open up your mindset on what can possibly be. Because it's way bigger. It's way bigger than what we're doing.
Wow.
Even now, even what I'm doing now, I see bigger. Yeah. I see better.